This weekend it is Paddle Fest, and all manner of paddle craft will be on display and competing at its Beers Point Park, making their way around Lake Macquarie. And if you've never tried your hands at dragon boating, it is a lot of fun. I was on the Dave Corran team a couple of years ago, and I'm happy to say it's my only brag fest I've got. We managed to win, so that medal is gone straight to the pool room at my place. But if you see a group of ladies paddling faster than the guys, it's the chances are that they are the ladies who are living with breast cancer and smiling, laughing and lovely every minute of it. And this morning we wanted to have a chat to Sharon Jeffson from Wanji Wanji Newcastle Hunter Dragon Boat Club. Sharon, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Todd. Thanks very much.
I've got to say, I read this line and I couldn't believe it. You've said it, and I think there is a big reason for it. You said, you often say to people, the best thing that ever happened to you was getting breast cancer. Can you elaborate on that a little bit for us?
Yeah, well, it's crazy, I know, and even when I say myself, I still get goosebumps. But bottom line is, I suppose, I just don't know that I would have ever been doing some of the things that I do now. Like, you know, I mean, I joined dragon boating back in 2006, a year after I was diagnosed. And I don't know that I would have ever done it. I don't know that I would have ever been competing at, you know, like the competing levels. And yeah, I don't know. It's just opened up a whole new world for me.
Do you think it's kind of crazy that pivotal life-changing events or potentially life-changing news makes human beings go, hang on a minute, I can't fritter away this life?
Definitely. And I mean, if you've got that fighting spirit in you, then that's what it is. And when I went and met these women for the first time, nervous as I was, you know, my hair was like, you know, half an inch short, I was just amazed at just how well-rounded and just how much fun they were having, and they were all different ages. And it just appealed to me. It just, you know, yeah, definitely. It was, I don't know, it's just amazing.
The funny part about it is I just mentioned before that a couple of years ago we took part in it. And of course, you know what guys are like. We're all so competitive. And you'd see the ladies out paddling and they're laughing and they're giggling, and the guys are going, but they didn't win. How can they still be laughing and giggling? And it didn't compute with the reptilian male brain. But every time I see the ladies out on the water, it's just a hoot to watch you paddle, because you go fast, you know your stuff, but you're having such a ball.
Yeah, thank you. And I mean, look, I think it's the whole way through the whole club, really. Like, you know, we're affiliated with the Newcastle Dragon Boat Club. And I think it doesn't matter. We're good winners and losers. You know, obviously everyone likes to win, but we're really happy to, you know, to take any place we get. And it's all about friendship and just being out there on the water and having a damn good time.
Is it really about the paddling, or is it a situation where the group of ladies can come together at an organised event and an organised spot?
Well, it is definitely, and I think too, for any newcomers, I think it's a really good thing, you know, to see just exactly that you don't have to just whittle away and just, you know, sit in, you know, wallow and just go, wow, you know, this is what's just happened to me, how do I deal with it? I think it really makes you open your eyes that, you know, there is another side to breast cancer. And, you know, luckily, you know, through Dr. Don McKenzie many years ago and a group of breast cancer survivors in Vancouver in Canada, they made it happen. They made it, you know, made everyone realise that, no, you do need to do a little bit of exercise. And dragon boating is great. It's a really fun exercise. You know, you don't have to be the fittest person in the world to do it, you know. And that's the good thing. It's just, yeah, I think when they come along and see just how much fun we have, I think it's a good thing, you know. Yeah, definitely.
And is it a bit of an escape away from a family environment which may not necessarily understand what you're going through?
I think so, definitely, because when you do get with these women, especially for me, like I said, the first time, I didn't know anyone that had had it. So for me to be with a group of women that, you know, varied in different, you know, how many years of survival they had managed, it was, you could talk about things that, yeah, no one else understood. They could say something and they go, oh, I know, that happened to me. And they go, well, yeah, that's normal. You know, whereas if you're not with anyone else that's had that happen, it isn't a normal thing. So people don't understand. They want to understand, but it's not something that everyone understands, to be honest.
Well, you can't really comment on something that you are not going through yourself, or, as I said, you understand.
That's correct. Yeah, exactly. Totally.
Look, it's great. And as I said, I can't get away from the fact that there's always smiles like split watermelons. You've got a bit of a come and try day happening at Carrington Bowling Club Sunday, March 12. Now, you're inviting Westlakes men and women. So how can the guys come? You're going to let the guys in for one day, are you?
Well, I don't know if you do realise, but men do get breast cancer as well. And there is certain competitions where we do compete, and there are men who do turn up, and they are in different groups. But we just wanted to make sure that it's, you know, there is some men, and it is a hidden thing with men. They don't like to admit it. But if they want to come along, I mean, ultimately, you know, we want to sort of, you know, get the breast cancer survivors out there. And if someone needs to bring a partner with them so they for support, I know I did in the early stages, it's just about letting them come and try, come and having a look and seeing what they think. And then we are meeting at the Carrington Bowling Club after for a cup of coffee. But otherwise, we will be at the Rowing Club in Carrington, which at 7:30. We just need them to wear some comfortable clothing, you know, so that they can, because when you walk into the water, you will get a little bit wet, and you may even get a little bit wet. It is a water sport after all. And yeah, just some water shoes, and then just come along. We've got paddles, and we've got lots of fun and laughter as well.
I've got to tell you, Sharon, with my experience with dragon boating, if you sit behind me in the boat, you're going to get a lot wet because I'm just a...
Well, some people might get wet. That's exactly right. It's a water sport, hey.
I'm a terrible paddler. Look, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Look, you're a fantastic ambassador for not just for the group but for the sport as well. Thanks for taking the time to have a chat to us this morning.
No worries. Thanks very much, Todd.
So everyone is most welcome. It is 7 o'clock, 7:30, Sunday, March 12 at the Carrington Bowling Club. So once you've had a bit of fun in the water, chance to go back and have a bit of a natter at the bowling club afterwards. 26 to 12.